an opportune time for the church to rise and shine and come forth. Amen. For those of you who do not know, so you won't think there's some stranger up here, I'm Pastor Al Chapman, and I'm the founding pastor of this church, and I'm Pastor Mark's pastor. I am extremely pleased to say that I'm his pastor and father and the Lord to him. Amen. Because he is an awesome man of God. Get well soon, Pastor Mark. Amen. Little did I know last week that I was going to have an opportunity to complete or finish somewhat, if I could. I'm not going to get through all this today, but that's okay. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about being a breakthrough people today. And because I believe there's something in the air that is good, wholesome. I believe that God is about ready to just unleash some things upon this earth. And he's looking for a people who will have the courage to break through their situation, to break through who they are. And so I kind of titled this The Breakthrough People, and we'll just see how far we go. I know we got the young people sitting here, so I'm not going to keep them here real long, but this could also help them too. Amen. Breakthrough people create an atmosphere, and if you know me, atmosphere is extremely important. It's in your home, atmosphere in the church, atmosphere within your temple is extremely important. So breakthrough people create an atmosphere which is conducive to a spiritual breakthrough. It's also conducive to heavens opening up over you, and I know you hear this a lot from me, but I'm a revivalist, and I believe that God is ready to move upon his people when his people are ready to receive it and come forward. Can I hear an amen on that? So God's spirit and power also will be unleashed upon the earth when there is a breakthrough atmosphere. When you walk into a place, you can sense there's something different about this place. I can sense the spirit of God. I can sense God's presence. Amen? Also, a spiritual atmosphere that's been, gone through a breakthrough is empowering your belief system. I've been around a while, and I've seen when the presence of God fills a people that their whole belief system changes. We go from if, maybe, and I hope, kind of, sort of, the Lord, would you do this, to commanding, amen, going forth and decreeing and believing and stepping in with a forceful belief system that what God said is going to happen is going to happen. If God said I have the promises of God, I have the promises of God. If God said I'm healed, I'm healed. If God said I'm set free, I'm set free. There's no discussion about it. That's what happens when there's a change, amen, in the atmosphere because of breakthrough. It also energizes and produces a environment that shifts and activates, amen, the thought process and the way believers operate. When you walk into a place that has actually broken through in the Spirit of God, people think differently. They act differently. They're not laissez-faire. They don't kind of stroll to church. Amen. In fact, sometimes you got to send them home. And we've had services here where we had to say to people, would you please go home? Amen. And so this, it changes things. It does. Church And the body of Christ is not just another activity, it's a lifeline. Can I hear an amen on them? And so when you see a spiritual breakthrough, and the people of God have captured it and got a hold of it, and the power of God and the presence of God and the environment of God, amen, believers think differently. Amen? They approach life differently. They realize that, golly, all things are possible. And that is something in the body of Christ that the body of Christ and pretty much in America, we're pretty much under right now. We got to fight just to stay positive. God said, that's not my way. I don't want my people fighting to stay above board. I want my people walking what is on above board. Amen. So Philippians 4:13 says, and I'm just going to kind of simplistic scriptures because I want you to catch something. I come here to encourage you today. This is going to be an awesome year. You don't have to believe me, but you can take my word for it. It's going to be an awesome year. Amen. Philippians 4:13, a New King James Version, says, I can do all things, what? Through Christ who strengthens me. I want you to understand that a breakthrough people are strengthened by Holy Spirit on an everyday basis. Amen. And there's a lot of people walking around like they're weak and they're worn out and they're burned out. I'm going to tell you, saints, someone who is broken through in the spirit realm will not get burned out, will not get worn out, and will not be weak, because where I am weak, my God is strong. Come on, someone say something to me. Amen. Mark 10:27, New King James Version says this, but Jesus looked at them and said, listen to me now, with man it is impossible, amen, but with God, amen, with God all things are possible. With God, come on now, say that, all things are possible. With man it is impossible, with God all things are possible. If you're trying to solve your problem by yourself, it's not going to happen. Listen to me, church. If you're trying to get your marriage squared away by yourself, you're down a pathway that's not going to happen. But if you will understand, because with you, straightening your relationships out is impossible, because we all got our stuff, okay? But if we come to God, if we come to God with our financial situation, we come to God, no matter what we come to God with, amen, I am a firm believer that in Christ, come on now, church, all things are possible. Amen. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Now, these are really simple scriptures, and we probably can all quote them, but have we really broken through to a spiritual understanding that anything that I can do in Christ, nothing is impossible to me? Amen. Listen, church, I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what your problem, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's a family situation, with your children or your husband or wife. Listen to me. In Christ, it can be fixed. Amen. For those who abide in Christ, the possibilities are endless and abound beyond our description. If you abide in Christ, if you are in Christ, the possibilities for your life are endless. They're limitless. There's nothing that will be limiting to you if you're in Christ for the things of God. Amen? Through the releasing of God's word, his presence, his promises, his anointing upon his people, if you abide in Christ, there is an endless supply of God's word, an endless supply of his presence. You'll never run out of his presence. Endless supply of his promises. You fulfill his promises, he has more waiting for you. I'm trying to get you to shift something here, because you're not on a limited earth like this. We come from heaven. We live from heavenly perspective, and all things from God are possible. Amen. To all those who will call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to say this because there are some of you sitting right here. Sometimes you find yourself kind of in the land of questions. Why, Lord? Questions, wondering. What's happening to me? Why isn't my life where it's supposed to be? It's a land of questionings. It's also unsurety in one's walk. If you're walking and you're walking in the Lord and you're unsure, your faith is weak, I'm here to tell you, amen, that it's going to change. Amen. Can I hear that? So if you find yourself asking a lot of questions, I call it the land of questions, okay? Always got questions, always a question, but never getting any answers. Never seeing God move. If you're sitting in that land right now, if you're sitting where you're unsure of your spiritual walk, or possibly, I know nobody ever in this room ever does this, wrestling with your faith. Do I have enough faith? Can I make it? I have got, and I want you to hear me, great news. Amen? This is the year of breakthrough. This is a year of breakthrough where any believer, and I want you to hear me because this is true, and this is very simplistic message, but I want you to get it because I've come here to encourage you today. Amen. I want you to understand that every believer who desires to step up out of a life ruled by your natural circumstances or the elements of the world, or you want to step out of the ruling of your flesh that makes you do things you don't want to do. Has anybody ever been there? Have you ever lost your temper when after that you say, I don't know why I lost my temper. I just don't understand why I'm doing this thing. I don't understand my behavior. Simply this is a year, amen, that God can touch your heart and move you from one state of being to another. You just have to want it. Most people don't change. Families are not healed. Jobs are lost. Financial situations go awry because we just don't know how to fix it. And you try to do it on your own. And God is saying, beloved, come unto him. Amen. You can step up out of your challenge. You can walk out of this church today and say, I no longer will be plagued by this problem. And I guarantee you God will help you if you're willing. This is a year where believers are to discover and realize who they are in Christ. I want you to hear me, because unless you know who you are in Christ and your inheritance and your rights and what you have in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? You must learn that and know that this year for what God is going to do. Amen. It's very, very crucial for you to understand that, to understand who you are. And the other part of it is, which you all know me around long enough, is who is inside you. So you see, once we understand who we are, understand who you are, that you're a child of God, and that God put the Holy Spirit, now listen to me, who raised Jesus from the dead. This is elementary teaching today. Hang in there with me. That raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. Resides inside of you. Amen. So I'll say it again, beloved. Amen. If you are wrestling with your faith, if you are going around asking questions and continually not getting answers, I want you to say that God is going to be on my side. And you are to approach every situation in life boldly. Can I hear an amen on that? Do you believe that there is nothing impossible to you? Do you believe that there can be a spiritual breakthrough in your life this year? Do you believe that you can be more than a conqueror? Amen. God is after, he wants to raise the people of God up. Hebrews 4:16 puts it this way, and I want you, because we need to change our persona, if you will, in the body of Christ. We must do, Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. A breakthrough people do not lackadaisically come before the throne room of grace and hope God's going to do something for you. You know who you are. You know your inheritance. And if God says he's on your side, he's on your side. And he will answer your questions. He will answer your situations. And he will raise you up in an element of faith where your life will turn around. Hebrews 12:1 says this, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We must start to change the way we approach our Christian faith. We must come boldly before the throne of grace. We must start to become alive and start to be energized in the Holy Spirit. Is this making any sense to you? Amen. We're going to press this wall a little bit because I'll just sense People want to break through. People want to accomplish something. And we must press into that. We must make a decision, every one of us. This church is where it is because decisions are made. We must make a decision that I'm going to be a vital part of this church. Amen? You also have to make a decision that you're going to be a vital part of the body of Christ. That you're going to be one who's going to walk in the fullness and in the breakthrough. And so, beloved, everyone must make a decision to press in to a year of breakthrough. We got to press in. We got to walk into this year. We got to look for something to happen. When I come to church service, I'm not wondering if something's going to happen. Amen? How many of you felt the presence of the Lord this morning during worship? I'm trying to find my way here, so you just walk with me a little bit. Amen? Well, when we arrived here this morning, amen. We didn't even know what songs we were going to sing, did we? Kind of, yeah. But I want to give you an example because, you see, there was a decision to make that we're having worship service this morning. Amen? Now, the decision was put on them because we listened to a video or something. Amen? But the bottom line is that they had a breakthrough mentality, and I was sitting there saying when they started, I said, okay, where's this going to go, Lord? Amen? And all of a sudden, it clicked, and the presence of God started rolling in here. Did you all sense that? Amen? Amen. So God wants us to understand that we must press into something. We must keep pressing. Amen? You cannot, in your life, in the walk of the Lord, hope life is going to happen. And that's the challenge with the church today. Philippians 3:12. I'm going to read this again. I read it last week. Amen. And then I'll just touch on some things and we'll go home. Verse 12 says, not that I have already attained or already perfected, but I press on to lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Beloved, I do not count myself as being apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which lie behind and reaching forward those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For everyone who wants to walk a spiritual life and have victorious life, you must press toward and press in and forget about those things which lay behind. This is very, very important because I want you to lay hold of what God has laid hold of you. How many of you know that you have a purpose in life? Many of the young people today do not realize that they are on this earth for a reason and a purpose. Well, maybe majority of people don't realize you're on this earth for a purpose. You're here for a reason. You're not here by an accident. You didn't come by some, well, I'm not going down that road. Amen. But you must understand that you have to press in and move forward in your life. You cannot get up today and hope something is going to happen. You have to press into God. Amen? You have to lay hold of what Jesus laid hold of you. Jesus has given you a purpose, a reason for being. Amen? And you cannot look for those things behind. You cannot rely on what happened in our life. You must press on. If you've had a problem, let me say this to you, if you've had a problem in your life and it's just you're just not going anywhere, or you have a problem with your family or your finances, I'm saying to you, if you will press into God, stress and press into the kingdom, I'm saying to you, God will turn that around. One statement I live by, and it says, and I'll read it to you. One must resolve in their heart and mind that they will not let the past determine the parameters of the present or dictate the potential of the future. Because you've had problems in the past does not mean that you cannot break through into a victorious lifestyle. And the challenge is that if we've had behavioral patterns in the past, we hang on to that, or we had failures and we hang on to that, and God says you must move forward to be oppressed. Be a breakthrough person. You must move forward and capture, amen, a movement forward in your life. I'm double talking. Help me, Jesus. pressing on, or the word press, happens to be the language of a breakthrough, and it simply means consistent, bold, offensive, forward-moving people. When you press, you must move forward. You cannot stand still in your life. If you're standing still, you're treading water. Amen? Everyone in your life, in your spiritual life, every day must press forward and press on. Once a believer recognizes and accepts the sovereignty of God, you've now laid a foundation. And I want to say this to you, because if you understand that God is sovereign and He is in charge, that lays a foundation that you can accomplish anything that you want in your life, anything at all. And I want you to realize that there is nothing beyond our God to fix or do in your life. And once you have that assurity, that you'll have confidence to attack something that you would not normally attack, okay? Or change something you normally wouldn't change. So let me just touch a couple of things here. Amen. What is breakthrough? Let me just share a couple of things. I feel like I'm losing some of you. So let me just talk a little bit on what breakthrough is. Breakthrough occurs at a point of the strongest and the greatest resistance, when one is removing or suppressing or taking an obstacle or removing a restriction in your life. Breakthrough comes when the resistance is the greatest. I want you to hear this now. If you got a challenge in your life and you're getting great resistance, the normal reaction of a person when you get resistance, particularly in the American culture today, because we have become a bunch of wimps. Come on. Is that when there is great resistance, it means that we need to press into that resistance at all costs, not knowing what's going to happen on the other side, but trusting God that He's got you when you get on the other side. Are you with me? And so when a person wants to have a victory in their life, I use the word breakthrough, victory or overcomer or anything of that nature, and you start going and you get resistance in your life, that is when you are to press in and go on, not back up and quit. And that's where we are in America today. As soon as I get any resistance, I'm not going to fight. I don't want to challenge. I don't want conflict. Let me tell you something. Life comes with conflict. Sorry about that, okay? And if you want to break through, conflict is one of the greatest resistance that you're going to have to overcome. Amen? And I can go through all kinds of stories, but you know, the one thing that you have to understand, when a barrier is broken, someone broke it. Someone didn't stop. Someone went through that barrier. And all of a sudden, after that one person breaks that barrier, guess what? All kinds of people have victory in that area in their life. And so as you go forward, you're gonna face resistance. You're going to face it. And when that resistance is the strongest, when you feel the greatest thing coming at you, that is the time to say, okay, Holy Ghost, nothing is impossible to me. All things are possible. I'm going through and I'm going to conquer it. Maybe it's a financial situation. Or maybe you got a challenge in your work and you can say, I'm just going to quit my job. No, how about going into your job, facing the resistance, asking Holy Spirit how to solve the problem and go through it, that you might have victory in your job. Amen? Breakthrough also is when one removes or suppresses an obstruction or something in your life. The breakthrough is once you accomplish that, once you fulfill that, once you go through a barrier that has been placed in front of you. Has anybody had any barriers in your life where you just can't? How many of you tried the diet after this year? I'm not eating anymore. Yes, you are. I made that statement, and my wife baked me some more cookies and I ate them. Amen. So, you know. But see, breakthrough comes when you make a decision that you're going to do something and nothing's going to stop you. Nothing will stop you. We've wrestled with my wife, and I've been married 55 years. We've known each other for 60 years. Amen. Do you think in all that time that we didn't have to press into something? Especially married to me, she really had to press in. But you see, what I'm saying to you is that it's a tenacity of faith and belief that if you will get a hold of God and realize that in His Spirit all things are possible, then you will start to, when you realize God is sovereign and that nothing in your life is beyond Him, nothing, you will call upon Him and He will come to your rescue. Breakthrough occurs. Amen. Again, when you have the greatest resistance, when you're developing something, when you want to achieve something, okay? When you want to go out and be successful, you have resistance. You have a challenge before you. But you see, breakthrough comes. What's the difference between the 20% and the 80% of population? The 20% know how to break through, the 80% does not. It's as simple as that. And God's saying, I want my people to be, all of them, to be able to break through. Breakthrough is not a gradual growth. It's not just every day. Breakthrough is, I break through. Breakthrough is a result of what you do every day, but breakthrough is a sudden break. You know when you've accomplished something, when you got victory. You got victory last week, right? We talked about that. Yeah? You knew it. You realized that God had said something that just assured you that you had broken through. Breakthrough also comes to new levels. As you reach a success in your life and start to move forward in God, God's using you, or your greater success in your business. And what happens is that the point of breakthrough loses its power sometimes when you reach a new level because you think you've arrived. Amen? But at new levels, you need to break into new barriers. Continuing pushing and pressure can cause a breakthrough to happen instantaneously. I'll just let you ponder on that. Breakthrough comes as a paradigm shift for one to move from what was, changing one's view and perspective, into a victorious harvest mentality, a harvest philosophy, spiritual kingdom culture mentality. Breakthrough allows you to move forward and shifts the way you think. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's talk about a breakthrough believer, because you're not going to have a person to be able to accomplish anything unless you are a breakthrough believer. Let me just touch on a couple of these. A believer is one who knows who they are and understands who is inside them. It means that you are a child of God and Holy Spirit resides inside you. Amen. And it solidifies your beliefs. A breakthrough person does not wonder what they believe. They know what they believe. You must know what you believe. You must be in your word and solidify in your heart what you believe. I believe, amen, in Jesus Christ. And no matter what comes my way, I believe that God is sovereign. So I happen to believe that no matter what comes our way, God's got a hold of it. Amen? One knows who they are in Christ, lives and walks in the Spirit, and exercises spiritual and kingdom authority. A breakthrough person understands you have the authority of God. Amen. Praise God. I believe that breakthrough and victory and going through is an act of will of your life. It's an act of your will. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to do one more section and I'm going to send you home, because this... One of the areas I just wanted to share with you a little bit, and it comes with this type of message, and it is in order to understand that I must be victorious and break through, I must understand what it means, which means you go forward and keep moving forward and you battle until you win. Breakthrough person or a person of victory is one that knows who they are, can go forward. Do not let obstacles stop them. If you get a problem in your life, you look at the problem, you pray, and you move beyond it. If you have a person in your life that you are bothered by, has anybody ever had that? You go beyond that and realize that the person is bothering you because there's something wrong with you and not necessarily them. And a breakthrough person in relationships is this. Is that I'm not going to look at you or you who I might have a challenge. I'm going to look at the situation and what the challenge is. Then I'm going to say, Lord, I need to break through to love that person beyond who they are. Personal breakthrough is when you break a relationship. Husbands and wives are at war with each other because you've decided to be at war with each other. That's a strong statement. But marriages last because one or both parties says, you know, maybe the problem is me, and maybe I need to change, and maybe I need to get a life with Christ and move forward. Or if you have a financial challenge, amen, and you're stingy, you don't give, that's your challenge, okay? And so you have breakthrough or victory in life. You have an individual. I'm just sharing right now. I'm going to wave my notes. I'm going to close this down. Because I just want to get a point to you. Amen? Because I'm going to close with this. Yeah, it's early. That's okay. God is looking for a breakthrough people. He wants believers. But believers are individuals. And you can have an awesome life. But the challenge we have in the body of Christ as we've lost something that's very dear and very important to God. And that is a breakthrough of people that is a body that runs and operates together. And across this land today, churches are being emptied because we've lost this concept. What you don't understand is the enemy wins when a body loses. Now, what do I mean by that? You could have 150 successful on-fire Christians in a particular area, and the enemy will still rule that area because there are certain powers and principalities that can only be taken down by a corporate body in prayer and worship and the Word. So let me say this. A breakthrough people consists of a cohesive group of people or a body of people deeply integrated, unified in one committed commitment to a common cause, living and operating for the greater good of the whole. That's what a body is. How many of you realize that unless we serve something bigger than us, we lose ourselves into who we think we are? It's very, very important. Individual believers who assemble and cluster together to create an entity whose cause, purpose, and reason for being is greater than themselves. Creating and forming a body of one mind and one accord and becoming an unstoppable force. Church bodies today are struggling because we have a bunch of individuals coming to a church service and going their separate way, and there is no longer a cohesive ingredient pulling that body together, amen, that they as a force in a community will make the change. Very, very important. Why is that important? Because the body of Christ, amen, we as a whole, we are the church. And so the Lord is after us. Maybe I should have just started with this, but the Lord is after us to just come together and realize that there's something greater in life than me. Can you receive that? A person that wants a breakthrough will put you over my own personal interests. or will put the body over personal interests. And this is very important for this, where this church is going, because this church must have a body that is moving forward and not settle down into what was. Are you with me? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12:12, I just want to read this to you. Even as one body is one, and yet as many members, and all members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also in Christ. But by one Spirit we are all baptized in one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free. And we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not many members, but the body is not one member, but many. And so realizing that as a cohesive group, in order to break through in this area, in order to see this church grow, amen, we must do it together. Mo, would you get on the keyboard? I just feel to stop. Amen. God is good. God is good. To have a breakthrough, we must understand that the Spirit brings us into a new level of life. Amen. You want to share?
Hallelujah. Excellent. Where it's going, this is God has spoken to me through this. And I have known this man for almost 30 years, or actually over about 30 years. And he is a breakthrough man. And I have seen testimony after testimony after testimony of the endurance that he showed to so many people. And I think at this time, to show a testimony to encourage us of how the application of what he's talking about. I could give you 100 different things that have happened over the last 30 years. Pastor Al and Karen were in a wicked car accident over in Manchester. Remember that one? And you talk about a breakthrough. Oh my gosh, when the resistance comes, that's when we need to mount up. And I think what I need to tell you is the tools that God has given us for the breakthrough. Okay, we can talk about breakthrough, but how do we get there? By the application that Jesus showed us of the tools that he gave us, right? One of the big tools is the Word of God. When the enemy comes to us, we take the Word of God and we put it in his face. That's what Jesus did, right? So I get in a place where I need to have a breakthrough, and I'm saying, where am I going to go with this, Lord? When Jesus was challenged, he quoted the Word of God to the devil and put him in his place and put him under his feet like we need to do, right? And that's where we get the breakthrough. The other thing that God gives us is the tools, is the Spirit, right? So if you don't have it, maybe you need to be baptized in Holy Ghost. So when the Holy Ghost is on you, you have the power to break through, right? So you need to apply it. So I'm just talking about the practical applications of how do we get a breakthrough, right? I can give you another testimony. When I was living in my parents' house, when I was in my 20s, I got saved prior to that. And one morning, I was taking a shower. I'm just going to give you a simple testimony of a breakthrough. I was singing How Great Thou Art in the shower. And when I got through, I was in the hallway in my house, my parents' house. My mother confronted me, and she said, "What do you think this is anyway, church?" And that was the attitude I got from my parents, because when we grew up, church was church and home was home, and we didn't bring church into the home. We never prayed for our meals. We never talked about Jesus at home. I'm just giving you a testimony of a breakthrough, right? And I was challenged. I had that resistance, and it was only in my family. A lot of resistance we get is in our own families too, right? Well, anyway, in that, my father heard the conversation, and he says, well, if you can't get along with your mother here, maybe you should leave. I got kicked out of my parents' house for singing How Great Thou Art. How unbelievable is that, right? Now I had a real resistant. But through the next step in that, it was the Spirit of God that came on me, and I did spiritual warfare. Now, when we have resistance, we need to know how to do spiritual warfare. And then we break through, and then we're on the other side of it. So I'm just encouraging you, there's practical applications of a breakthrough.
Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Amen. God is good. Amen. I'll give you a little testimony is that we did have a head-on crash. It was back in the early 90s, and we had a guest ministry coming, a prophet coming, and the crash was on a Tuesday. And they asked us if we wanted to, we were in the hospital, got to the hospital and sent us back home. Both of us were in pretty bad shape. And sent us back home. I had my arm in a sling like this, and she had her ankle all messed up, and we were not in good shape. And the question came to us, and maybe this is a good example. Because I'm trying to get something inside of us that I've lived for years, and sometimes it's hard to articulate it. But the question was to us, beloved, are we still going to have church services? That's the question. Or should we call the prophet up and tell him not to come? And my answer to them is, absolutely not. And I remember we had a service that was on a Thursday night, and we had people come to the house because we couldn't even dress ourselves. And it took us about an hour and a half for them to dress us. And we came to the church service. We got here. It took me about 20 minutes to get out of the car. And they sat us down in a chair up front. And we had the most powerful three-day services it was just really part of the birthing of this house. So I want to encourage you today. Amen. You have something you want to share before we close down, brother? Amen. God is good. God is good.
Hi, guys. I had an ice skating incident last Sunday afternoon and shattered my wrist. And I'm scheduled for surgery tomorrow. So I've got x-rays. I'm really completely good with it. The process of scheduling the doctor and everything was, in my opinion, God had his hand on the whole thing. Just, I could go into the details, but I don't want to eat up the time. But my point is I'm really good about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. But I would just like to say, if you guys want to come up, I'm going to lay my hand right on this thing, and anyone who feels led to pray, I've got x-rays. I would love the doctor. I'd love for to go to the doctor tomorrow and have him remove this thing and say, and for me to say, you know, I'm kind of feeling pretty good. Well, let's check it before. Totally open to that. And I actually believe it could happen. So if you believe that can happen, come on up. If you got an itchy throat or something, you know, I don't want a good news, bad news scenario. The doctor say, hey, good news, your wrist is fine. Bad news, you might have the flu. Don't want that to happen. But if you feel led, if you believe, you know, I would love for that to be the case and for the Lord to be glorified in that. So,
amen. Amen. With Chris going up. Hallelujah.